Good afternoon. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and we're glad to have you aboard this beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's nice to have you visit with me for a couple of hours here. And welcome to the Classroom of the Air, where we try and share knowledge and information and the answers to the never-ending questions, I guess, of what's going on, where is it happening, who's doing it, and why is it happening, and the answer, really, to all of the problems that are out there in the country and in our lives. Basically, it comes down to freedom, and that's what we're after. The freedom to choose life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I've got a quotation for you to start things off with. This is kind of an interesting one. Bad legislation and executive orders are like sin. You don't necessarily have to resign yourself to hell for a couple of stupid decisions. You stop it, fix it, and get back on track to the glory road of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Interesting quotation by a fellow by the name of Nobo. We'll have to hear from him later on sometime. He's got some good ideas, doesn't he? Anyway, glad to have you aboard. It's kind of an interesting thing. As we look at what's happening in our country and what's happening in our lives, a lot of times we end up with distractions. And I guess if we're going to call this particular program this Sunday anything, I guess we'll call it The Path to Distraction. It seems like we look at the wrong things all the time. And, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the country with regard to this, what's referred to as illegal immigration problem. We've got a lot of things going on as far as some of the stuff that you're all aware of, that you read about and you see and you hear about on some of the radio programs, the alternative radio programs that you're listening to on the internet and on shortwave and any other way you can get some information that you can trust. And the whole idea behind Fearless Radio, as many of you have heard me say before, is not the idea that we're fearless to say anything stupid that we feel like here on our transmissions, but very simply that if you follow the suggestions, if you follow the thinking, if you get into the areas in your life that we attach ourselves to and discuss here on Fearless Radio, you literally can be fearless of consequences and problems in your life. If you take care of the emergencies and know how to handle them, if you take care of your food supplies, if you take care of your financial arrangements with your life and get those in order, and if you take care of your health, what else is there? That's all there is to life. And the extent to which we can be independent in every one of those areas, self-reliant, capable of taking care of everything that we need to take care of in such a way that we truly can be fearless. The only source of stress in our lives, and you've got to remember this concept, and it'll help you tremendously in everything that you do and everything that you think. The only source of stress is dependency. And we'll get back into that after this break. See you on the other side.
Cast Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
We're not against whoever that lady is that plans to run for president, we're not against anything. Because being against something, being against world hunger, being against you guys having your children get flu shots, being against all that only gives what we're against more power. Now, many of you have heard me say before that my grandmother on my mother's side was just an absolute wonderful lady. I knew her for a very short time because my parents were quite well along in years by the time I came along. I was the tail light of the family. But Grandma, her last name was Bemis. They lived in South St. Paul, Minnesota. We'd go down and visit with her. But she had a thing. Now, she wasn't one of these wear your religion on your sleeve, religious fruitcakes that comes at you every time I want you to be saved and stuff. And I guess there's nothing wrong with that, but it just doesn't accomplish much. But the fact is that she was a deeply spiritual individual and deeply religious for herself. And you see, missionary work is a testimony, oftentimes just by example, from people like that. More missionary work is done by the people that live their beliefs and expound them when asked than those that go out and grab somebody by the throat and want them to become whatever. But be that as it may, everyone is exactly where they need to be at this point in time. But the beautiful thing about Grandma was the one thing that I remember, and you know, Lincoln made the statement that the evil men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. Well, one thing about Grandma is some of her good just stuck with those of us that were around her much. And this one thing stuck really well. And now this relates to what we're talking about never being against anything, only be for what you want. Because what Grandma would say, I don't ever want to hear in my home any of the various names of evil. And that's all she'd say. We refer to it as Satan, the devil, Lucifer, Scratch, all of the various names for the bad guy, the leader of the dark side. But the fact is, she would never allow any of those names to be stated in her home. And one time she explained it to me personally. I was just a little kid. I was probably 10 or 11, I guess, but not philosophically very well developed. She said, Stephen, the reason that I do that is because if we even say that name, it gives power to darkness. By our thoughts about it, it gives power to it. Now, Grandma was right. If you look at any of the self-help books, if you look at any of the tapes, if you look at some of the newer stuff that's coming out that's helping people, all of the gurus that are telling people how to straighten up their lives, be successful, be happy, be joyous, they always say the same thing. Don't waste your time on fighting with the bad stuff, because all it does is give it power. If you don't like somebody that's running for office, for Pete's sake, don't go out and campaign against them, because that gives them power. Campaign for who you want. And if you can't find somebody that you want, now, you've heard this before. I'm going to state the same truth over again in various ways, and maybe it will strike a chord with various people at various times. You know, they say that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Now, I have the unfortunate position of being the teacher appearing whether you're ready or not. So what I've got to do is give various instruction and lessons in this classroom of the air so that when you become ready And if you become ready for a certain way that I say something that I may have said 100 times before, it may click with you, and at that point in time, it will be useful. But what Grandma said was true. All of the positive thinking and self-help literature and suggestions say the same thing. What you think about, you draw to you. If you think about how bad things are in this country, that's what you'll get. But what we're telling you here is, here's the solution. If you're worried about the bees, if you're worried about the fact that there's already food shortage in the country, if you're worried about the fact that stores will only be able to supply for about an hour and a half if there's any kind of a disaster, any kind of an emergency, any kind of a ripple, you will not be able to get through the traffic jams. Look at what it takes to get out of some of these large cities just at rush hour. Look at what it takes. You sit there and you're traveling at 3 to 5 miles an hour for long periods of time. If you get into that rush hour traffic at the wrong time, going the wrong way. What if everybody instantaneously, within a half an hour period of time, was going to decide, I got to get out of Dodge? No one would get anywhere. And what do you do? Okay. You can hide your head in a bushel basket with a bunch of sand in it. And, you know, they say an ostrich sticks his hand in the head in the sand to hide from danger, but look what's exposed when he does it. I don't want to talk about that any further. It's just kind of not appropriate for a Sunday afternoon, I guess. But anyway, so the answer is to either hide from it or say, wait a minute, if I ever need to get out of where I am, I need an evacuation plan. Okay? So what you do is you get a map of the city, and you drive several different directions as you practice moving from where you are to where you will want to be if you need to get out of town. And then you have your family do a little bit of a drill that says, if this happens while we are in school, if this happens while mom and dad are both at work, okay, the first one that gets the message dials the telephone to somebody else, and they have a communication schedule. Then you have various points where you choose to meet if you're separated. This is just wisdom. Doesn't have to be the world is coming to an end, and we can prove it scripturally, for you to sit down and a lot of the people that believe that we're in the last days don't have an evacuation schedule figured out. So here we are being distracted by a lot of the stuff that's going on. You know, let's get back to food. If you're worried about the bees, if you're worried about the food shortages, the lack of water, the entire world not producing enough for it to eat last year, well, stop worrying about it. That's a stupid waste of energy. And everything that you worry about like that will come to pass for you. I've got to use Job again. And guys, this is not a scriptural quoting ministry of the radio. Okay? We don't intend it to be, but you got to use all the tools that are available to you. Job made the statement, and you hear this just about every program, the things that I have feared have come upon me. Well, dummy, how dumb can you get? If Job experienced that a couple thousand years ago, okay, it still applies now. The things that we fear come upon us. If we think about and worry about our relationships, we're going to lose those relationships. And I will be back after this break to harangue and rail on you some more. But I love you. See you on the other side.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Again, we're talking about the same old thing that we talk about a lot, and that's the fact that Job said that the things that I have feared have come upon me, and it's true. You know, I was talking to Ken White. He is our board op here at RBN today, that's handling this thing and hopefully making me sound good to you guys. I don't know if he's doing it or not, but I think he probably is. But anyway, he and I were talking a little bit. And I was reminded of something. You know, people live their lives in a shadow based on how they see things, as the glass being half empty or the glass being half full. And I told you earlier about the little positive and negative experience with. Maybe I'll tell that story again in just a second, but. If any of you are old enough to remember the cartoon series in the Sunday paper called Little Abner, where they had this really sexy-looking little gal that was Little Abner's girlfriend, and there was one character that came along, it wasn't a regular, but he came in and out for just making certain points, and he was a little skinny. wizened-looking little guy with a beat-up straw hat, and no one could pronounce his name because it was all consonants, you know, T-X-L-Y-Z, you know, type of thing. And as he walked around, he always had this rain cloud that was raining on just him. And that's the way an awful lot of us live our lives. The rain cloud that we carry around with us is that of our own creation. You see, you got to realize, guys, if you get back into Christianity and the judgment and everything, if we did not have control of our lives, if we did not have the choice to have good in our lives as opposed to bad and discomfort, then there couldn't be any judgment. If we could be done unto by anybody, okay? If we could be done unto. You see, Ken could reach through this wire that I'm broadcasting through, punch me in the nose, and yes, you could say he did something to me. But how I respond to it, how it affects me, how I let it make me feel about myself is totally my choice. And so the interesting thing is, you know, the old saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. And that's true, only if I choose to let it hurt me. Well, there could be, and you Christians out there got to think about this one. It's really kind of interesting. If God is going to be judging you, there could be no judgment if you didn't have total control over what you choose to do and what you have in your life. He's not going to do anything to you. Otherwise, if you could be done unto, you could blame it all. Remember, a few years back, everybody said, the devil made me do it. That was a common, you know, kind of a comical phrase, you know, something came out wrong or whatever. They'd say, well, the devil made me do it. He can't make you do anything. Neither can God, oddly enough. Total freedom of agency, freedom of choice. And so that's why I'm saying, if some of this stuff bothers you, then you really need to listen to Fearless Radio. Because what we're telling you are the answers. You got to realize, if there is a solution, then there is no problem. And the beautiful message that is out there is that you are your own solution. This doesn't take away from God. It doesn't take away from anything. It gives you tremendous, tremendous agency and choice over your life. So Lincoln made the statement that people are about as happy as they choose to be. You know, Lincoln was a pretty smart guy, and he was absolutely right. But getting back to Grandma, she wouldn't even give power to a negative thought by allowing the name of darkness to be stated in her presence or in her home. It wasn't that she was this religious freak that was so bent on not having the name of Satan pronounced in her presence because she was abhorred by it. She knew the principle. The principle is, what you think about, what you give emotional energy to, becomes. It becomes. And you become it. Do you want to think lack? Do you want to become a lacking person, one who does not prosper? Do you want to be hungry in the next 2-3 years when there obviously are going to be some food shortages? No. So don't even think about it. Do not put in your 3 or 4 or 5 year supply of food and scraping up every resource you can do to get away from the fear of being hungry. Don't do it. If you're going to do that, stop right now. Don't give it another thought and just let whatever comes at you hit you. And I'll be back to you on the other side of this break.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Talking about, just before the break, we were talking about what I don't want you to do. You know, we've talked about putting in a food supply, and most of you believe in the logic and reason behind being prepared and being totally independent with regard to the sustenance of you and the lives of your family. But what I was saying before the break is, please do not even consider putting in a supply of food because you're scared of what's happening. We let you know what's going on out there, the bees disappearing and the food disappearing, and it very, very likely being the first year of the famine from the scriptures, but that's not the point. The point is you need to take back control. Right now, families that do not have a supply of food are dependent on the system for their existence, the system of transportation, the system that says, hey, listen, if there's an emergency, we're going to have to take over control of distribution of food. Many people look at that as being a control mechanism, and it is, but you look at it from the standpoint of supporting the government. Whatever the government does, here's the deal. When there's a shortage of food, when the disaster comes, when there's a problem with transportation of food to the normal distribution areas, the country has been raised up to a welfare mentality where they look to the government, and believe me, the government can't make house calls. FEMA, Homeland Security can't make house calls to distribute your lunch each day. So that's why they have the stipulation that it'll be necessary to take you down to a gathering center to feed you. That's what happened with Katrina. You can talk all you want to about the negative aspects, how they didn't come in and do much relief work, just did a bunch of policing and all that, but they didn't know how to handle it, and they don't have any food. They don't have a supply of food in there. The reserves in this country are virtually non-existent. So what do you want to be? Do you want to sit there and gripe and gringe about what they didn't do with Katrina? Well, they won't be able to do it here. And please don't put the negative in your feelings about the government being a loser and that they're trying to get to us. How about looking at it this way? Would you rather be part of the problem or part of the solution? If you want to support what they're trying to do, or at least they say they're trying to do, look at it this way. I will not be part of the problem when there is either a disaster, a food shortage, or a national emergency. I will solve my own problem and let them take care of the people who are unable to care for themselves. Then none of this stuff with regard to being required to go out to a gathering center or anything like that applies to you. You have taken control of your life. You have become independent. The reason for putting in a 3, 4, 5 year supply, whatever you, through your research and your due diligence, determines will be a necessary amount for your family to feel safe and secure, the reason for doing that is so that you can create the emotion in anticipation of accomplishing this objective, of feeling good and secure and being excited about the fact that no matter what happens in your life or in the life of this magnificent country we live in, you are able to care for yourself and you are not part of the problem. No one will have to look and put any regulations on you that say, well, we need to take over distribution of food to you, and you need to be compliant with what we require you to be. You need to come down and stand in the government bread line. You need to come down to the gathering center, get a bird flu shot in your butt, all of this kind of stuff, because you solved the problem. You are not part of the problem. You are part of the solution that they can't do. You know, good or bad, whatever they are, the fact is that there are a lot of people in government that, unbeknownst to them, are just very seriously trying to do their jobs and care for people who have become dependent and unwilling to depend on themselves. So look at it that way, and guess what? All of a sudden, your life becomes in your control. You can get excited about committing whatever resources you need to selling that old boat or selling the car or taking a loan out of your house, whatever, and putting in a good supply of food, because you will feel good about it, because it's your control, it's your family, and you as a breadwinner or you as a mom or you as children taking care of your aged parents can say, I am in control of my destiny. I am master of my soul. I am captain of my destiny, or whichever way you want to put it, and I have control. I am not part of the problem. I have no problem with regard to food supplies because I have the solution. If they can't grow it because the bees aren't around, if it's going to be contaminated, which it is. We've got a lot of genetically altered garbage here in the country. Don't be mad at it. Don't be upset with it. Don't sit down and scribble more notes that some whistleblower points out as to what they are doing to you. Take yourself out of the equation. You don't have to be done unto. You can be a doer. Well, okay. okay, here's another scripture. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. You know, we've got a bunch of idiots that are still out there taking notes on why the towers went down. What do you want to take more notes on that stupid stuff for? It's already been proven. You don't need any more proof. Get your butt in gear and take care of your own backyard. Keep your nose in your own family's business. Be an isolationist for a while. Right now, we don't have a climate in this country where we can call up our congressmen. By the way, we've got a representative form of government. How many times have they represented you in the last few votes that they made? That's another story. That's another program, and we've got some really good concepts for that. What would happen if the Congress, the individual senators or representatives, each time that they voted, let all of their constituents know what they're voting on instead of doing all this secret garbage, and got feedback from them? Okay, I'm your representative, guys. Tell me how you want me to vote on abortion. No, they go down and listen to whatever PAC sends them on whatever junket that they go on, and wines them and dines them, and whatever is there in their own best interest, they're doing. Because we don't give them direction. It might not be their fault. Have you ever considered that? We might call ourselves Americans, but not take responsibility for being Americans. But that's another program, and we'll cover that at length. I'm sure you know that when I get on a philosophical stint, I'll drum on it forever. But let's get back to this thing of being masters of our souls, masters of our destinies, captains of our souls. All we have to do is realize we have a dependency. Okay? Until a dependency is removed, it is a problem. Okay? Until a dependency is removed, and food is the primary dependency. It's also, you know, spiritual. We have, you know, it's a form of toxin. A dependency is a toxic position to be in. Just like a dependency on drugs. It's a toxin. It's a toxin to our spirits. It's a toxin to our thoughts, emotions, and to our physical beings. A dependency is no different than an addiction. It's a toxic control of us. Golly, that's a great thought. It's an absolutely magnificent thought. So if we can rid our bodies of toxins, if we can rid our minds of toxic negative thinking, if we can rid our spirits of fear, you got to realize the opposite of faith is fear. And the reason we call ourselves Fearless Radio, it's because the whole idea here is to get rid of the toxicity of fear, which comes only from stress resultant from dependency. Now, if you want the meaning of life, if you want the one single answer to happiness, joy, peace, love, and abundance, you just had it right there. You've never heard it that way before, and you probably will never hear it anyplace else again. But the fact is that if you want freedom from fear, which is actually the enhancement of faith, the belief in good and the accomplishment, here's how it goes. If you want to get rid of a dependency, you write that dependency down. In other words, if there's anything in your life that you do not like, that you don't want the way it is, understand this. You have control. You cannot be done unto. You are the only doer in your life. You can do yourself well with happiness, joy, peace, and abundance, or you can do yourself poorly by the glass being half full. Now, I've got to tell this little story one more time, because very truthfully, I do several radio programs on different networks, and sometimes I don't remember what I've said to you before. But this one bears repeating in this context, this day. And believe me, with some of the thoughts that we've put together as we think, as you and I think together, and as I become mouth for all of us. I will be listening to this program a couple more times just to learn what I said. I know. It gets kind of goofy around here. But I got to tell you this story. Psychologists were doing experiments on positive and negative thinking, on optimism and pessimism. And they got two little kids, okay? Two little kids, Johnny and Tommy. And one was an absolute positive, just absolutely excited little kid about life. Everything was just really good. His name was Tommy, and he was an optimist from the word go. He could find something good in everything, in everything. I mean, he could trip and fall down and skin his knee, and he'd find something good about that. He was a rare exception in our country, by the way, in any country. Okay, then we had little Johnny, who was an absolute pessimist. He could find something wrong with everything. When his mama split a cookie in half for he and his brother, he always got the small half. And if he got a glass of Kool-Aid, he always got a glass that was half full. I'm sorry, half empty, as opposed to his brother, who got a glass that was half full. It's all in how you look at it. But the scientists decided to do psychologists, and, you know, you can say what you want to about psychologists. Every once in a while, one has a useful thought. Anyway, I don't want to pursue that any further for the sake of offending all the psychologists in the listening audience. But anyway, they decided to do an experiment. They were going to check things out. So they got this room that was absolutely magnificent. It had a soda fountain in one corner. It had an electric train to play with. It had all sorts of ride 'em toys, play with 'em toys, stack 'em up toys. Just an absolute zenith of perfection of a fun room for a little kid that was 9.5 years old. And they took little Johnny and they set him right on a rug in front of the door in that room, and they said, "Johnny, you got a whole hour. Go do everything you can think of. Enjoy." And they closed the door, made their notes, and they went to the next room. And the next room was filled with a big pile of horse manure. And in the center of the room, now, the first room was nicely well-lit with all bright colors. In the center of the room, the walls, by the way, were painted dark brown. In the second room, and there was a bare light bulb hanging down about 3 feet from the ceiling, and it was about a 20-watt light bulb, and so it was very dimly lit, just ultimate and dreary. They took little Tommy, our little optimist, and they set him on a rug right in front of the door also and said, "Tommy, do what you will with this room," and they closed the door, and they gave him an hour or two, and they made their little notes. They waited the hour for Johnny's room, which was the really brightly lit happy room, and they opened the door, and Johnny was sitting right exactly in the same spot that they had left him. Well, they made a few notes, and they said, "Johnny, what's going on? You've got all of this stuff. You've got movies you could watch. You've got all, just everything." And he said, "Hey, no way, I'm not moving. I want you to get me out of here right now. If I played with that electric train, I could put my hand on the tracks and I could get a shock. That would not be a happy experience. If I rode those ride-em toys, I could fall off and bruise myself. If I went over and ate the ice cream and drank the sodas at that soda fountain, I could get a tummy ache. No. You get me out of here just as fast as you can get me out of here. I do not like this. This could really be a disaster." And so they made their notes. And, of course, they removed the little kid out of there. And then they went to the next room. They opened up the door, this dimly lit, dingy, nasty room with a pile of horse manure in the middle of it, a big pile, by the way. And there was no Tommy. So they walked, you know, they went in and very gingerly walked around the edge of this huge pile of horse manure, and no Tommy. One of the guys got over to the other side, and just as he was walking along in the back of this pile of horse manure, called wham! A great big wad of horse manure came out, hit the wall beside him, and he looked, and And it was so dimly lit, he couldn't really tell because everything was about the same color. And he saw a hole, and there were some feet sticking out of the hole. And, oh, my gosh. And so he reached up, and he grabs this foot and pulls on it, and it was connected to Tommy. And he came out there. I mean, he was just a mess, stinky, covered up with stuff. The only thing you could see that was visible was his eyes were wide open, and he was grinning from ear to ear. And they said, "What are you doing?" Tommy said, "Well, man, this is so great. This is absolutely exciting. I can't believe that you guys gave me this opportunity. With all this horse manure, there's got to be a pony in here someplace."
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Had the little story about the pessimist and the optimist, and The conclusion that you draw from that, my friends, is very simply this. It doesn't make any difference what happens. It's how you deal with what happens that counts. There are no facts. There are only perceptions and how you deal with the situation that you're in that determines whether you have a good life or whether you have a bad life. And very simply, it is every single day the best of times and the worst of times, and it's your choice which way to be. Now, I've got to tell you, with regard to the food supply, that has been the subject of this first hour. Next hour, we're going to get into health issues, but in the food supply system that you need to put together, the way you do this is you don't write down all of the reasons why you can't afford or can't figure out how to or anything like that on your 3 to 5 year food supply. What you do is you write down your objective. You write it down. I have in my possession a 5 year supply of food, and it makes me feel, and then finish the sentence and the paragraph and the page with how you feel about that. And then you think about that and you state that every single day 2 to 3 times, feeling those emotions. And the means and the method will come. You see, if you provide the what and the why in your life and put emotional, if you put emotional raincoats around the what and the why, you never, ever, ever want to mess up your faith in that, in the occurrence of that why or what, by thinking how. That doesn't work. That's negative. If you think of the how, you won't be able to come up with it, because you cannot possibly conclude the best way to achieve any goal. So most of the goal planning methods are wrong when they say set your goal and then make your plan. Yes, do what you know to do first and do all you can think of to do, but concentrate on the outcome. I have in my possession a 5 year supply of food or whatever you decide to do, and then you allow those circumstances to come about, and they will come about, and that's how you accomplish a goal. That's how you become fearless. You deal with your own situations. You write down everything in your life that you don't like. In this case, you write down the fact that you don't have the food supply that you feel like you need, and then you make a goal out of it. I now have that supply. You visualize it. You think it positively, and it will come about. And, of course, you put all of your resources in. If you already have some money set aside for it, if you have a means to come up with a good chunk of the cash or whatever it takes to do it, do it. Or if you want some help with this concept, call 800-409-5633. Get in touch with the J. Michael Stevens Group and get your food in. That is the end of this segment. But remember one thing. Repeat this to yourself over and over again. In addition to repeating your goals and never thinking how, but only thinking why, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. See you on the other side of the hour.
A message for all homeowners.